1 Kings chapter 6. In the 480th year after the Israelites came out of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month of Ziv, which is the second month, he began to build the temple of the Lord. The temple King Solomon built for the Lord was 90 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 45 feet high. The porch in front of the entry hall of the temple was 30 feet long, matching the width of the temple. It extended 15 feet out from the front of the temple. He made windows with recessed framed lattice work for it. He built attached structures to the wall of the temple, all the way around its main room, in which he made side chambers. The lowest story was 7.5 feet wide, and the middle floor was 9 feet wide, and the third story was 10.5 feet wide. The outside rooms he connected with beams on set ledges on the wall of the temple around it, in order that the beams would not have to be inserted into the walls of the temple. As the temple was being built, the stones were prepared at the quarry. There was no sound of hammer, axe, or any tool of iron heard in the temple area while it was being built. The entrance from the lowest floor was on the south side of the temple, with a winding stairway up to the middle floor and another flight of stairs from the middle to the third story. So he built the temple and finished it. He covered the ceiling with beams and planks of cedar. He built the side rooms against the whole temple. Each was 7.5 feet high, and they were attached to the house by cedar beams. The word of the Lord came to Solomon. Concerning this temple you are building, if you will walk in my statutes, obey my regulations, and keep my commandments, and walk in them, then will I fulfill my promise through you that I made with your father David. I will dwell among the Israelites, and will not forsake my people Israel. So Solomon built the temple and finished it. He lined the inside walls of the temple with cedar boards from the floor of the temple to the ceiling. He covered the floor of the temple with cypress boards. He lined the inner sanctuary of the temple with cedar boards from the floor to the ceiling, 30 feet long. He built an inner sanctuary as the most holy place. The main room of the temple in front of the inner sanctuary was 60 feet long. The cedar paneling within the temple totally covered the walls so no stone was seen. It had carvings of gourds and flowers. He prepared the inner sanctuary inside the temple to set the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord there. The interior of the inner sanctuary was 30 feet long, 30 feet wide, and 30 feet high. He overlaid it with pure gold as well as the cedar altar. Solomon overlaid the inside of the temple with pure gold. He draped gold chains across the front of the most holy place, which he had overlaid with gold. So he finished overlaying the whole interior of the temple with gold. He also overlaid the altar that belonged to the inner sanctuary with gold. In the inner sanctuary, he made 2 cherubim of olive wood, each 15 feet high. The one wing of the cherub was 7.5 feet long, and the other wing of the cherub was also 7.5 feet long. The total wingspan from one tip to the other was 15 feet. The other cherub also had a 15-foot wingspan. Both cherubim were the same shape and size. The height of one cherub was 15 feet, as was the other cherub. He set the cherubim inside the inner sanctuary of the temple. The wings of the cherubim were stretched out so that the wing of the one touched the one wall and the wing of the other cherub touched the other wall, with their wings touching one another in the middle of the room. He overlaid the cherubim with gold. He carved on the walls around the temple figures of cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, both in the inner and outer rooms. The floor of the temple he overlaid with gold, both the inner and outer rooms. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood with the lintel and doorposts being five-sided. So on the two doors of olive wood he carved cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, and overlaid them with gold. He plated the cherubim and the palm trees with hammered gold. He also made for the entrance of the temple doorposts of four-sided olive wood. There were two cypress doors, each with two folding leaves. He carved on them cherubim, palm trees, and open flowers, and overlaid them with hammered gold, evenly applied on the carved work. He built an inner court with three courses of chiseled stone and a row of cedar beams. The foundation of the temple of the Lord was laid in the month of Ziv in the fourth year. In the 11th year, in the month of Bul, which is the 8th month, the temple was finished in all its details according to all its specifications. He took 7 years to build it.